And welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 20 years of history by bringing their community together at this year's Natchez Heritage Festival, and everybody is invited to attend. Saturday, June 22nd, the parade starts the festival at 10 a.m., and this year's Grand Marshal will be KSLA News anchorwoman Dominique Benn. After the parade, there will be food, bingo, water slides, arts and crafts, a cakewalk, and a trail ride, plus so much more. Enjoy live music from the band Liqueur Trio. It's an all-day affair filled with good, clean fun, and armbands are only $5 for the entire day. Come out and celebrate 20 years at the Natchez Heritage Festival. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the state or the country you're in. We welcome you to the OPT Network. Today is Wind Down Wednesday. I'm telling you, the week is winding down. It's already June 19th. Can you believe it? DC and I woke up and we said, wow, we're through June. Where is the time going? I don't know, but it is moving. Let me just say that if you're headed into work or you are putting kids on the school bus for summer school, we want to remind you to please stay engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for people who are exercising in the early morning, in the cool of the morning. Make sure that you're watching out for those vehicles that may not be watching out for themselves. And most importantly, there are school zones throughout the state and around the country that are flashing at this hour. So we want to encourage you to make sure that you're watching out for those kids as well. And every single morning, we like to remind you about kids being out for summer. You know, there's some of everywhere. You know, a lot of them are out in neighborhoods that are not their neighborhoods. They're riding bicycles, they're riding skateboards. And it's a time where we have to just watch out for our kids all day long. What we're seeing is that kids are really engaging in the parks, in the cool of the water, trying to stay cool. But you know what? There's so much going on, and so we remind you, as we remind ourselves, to remain vigilant. We also want to remind you about the South Traffic Circle, still seeing way too many accidents. You know, it's a tricky place to navigate. You got to make sure you're yielding when you're supposed to be yielding, and you got to make sure that you're getting on it when it's time to go. Seeing still too many accidents in the South Traffic Circle, so we want to remind you as you're traveling in, to be safe and to celebrate that the week is winding down. It's almost Friday. We hope that your week is going well. And if it's not, all you've got to do is open up your mouth and begin to declare some things. And I know yesterday I just felt a little bit off kilter. You know how some of those mornings you have where you just you can't really put your finger on it, but you're just not altogether there and in the moment. And I had to really reassess that on yesterday. And I really had to acknowledge where I was. And what I got from that acknowledgement, that self-acknowledgement, is that no matter what's going on, no matter how I feel, you just have to be present where you are and when you're there, if that makes sense. So if you're traveling in this morning and you're feeling a little bit off kilter, you know what? Shake it off and encourage yourself to be present right where you are. I mean, when you really wrap your mind around being present instead of being or feeling, you know, a certain way, you know, just sort of, yesterday was just sort of an icky day for me in my body where I just a lot of things going on and you just kind of don't feel yourself. And so when you get those feelings, I think those are feelings that come to attack your day. And then what happens after that is all sorts of negative self-talk. If you had that yesterday or if you're having that today, I want to encourage you to just shake it off and begin to open up your mouth and say what you're expecting. Just say it, whether you believe it or not. Just begin to open up your mouth and confess that even if the week hasn't gone the way that you had anticipated, that you know what, today is a new day. We've got early grace. We got grace for today. And that's all you need. And so when you declare that and you start to really get that down in you, it just makes for a better day. Y'all, it's Wind Down Wednesday, and we've got a lot of great things on point. We want you to stay tuned in. This is the official OPT Network, and you're on point. Stay with us. We're back right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 20 years of history by bringing their community together at this year's Natchez Heritage Festival, and everybody is invited to attend. Saturday, June 22nd, the parade starts the festival at 10 a.m., and this year's Grand Marshal will be KSLA News anchorwoman Dominique Benn. After the parade, there will be food, bingo, water slides, arts and crafts, a cakewalk, and a trail ride, plus so much more. Enjoy live music from the band Liqueur Trio. It's an all-day affair filled with good, clean fun, and armbands are only $5 for the entire day. Come out and celebrate 20 years at the Natchez Heritage Festival.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in 3 phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. And I don't know if you hear it in my voice this morning, but I feel absolutely incredible. And yesterday, as I meditated on my day, I just thought about being present, being grateful for being right where you are at this moment. And I hope that I will just really impart that into your spirit this morning. Just be right where you are and find a sense of gratitude. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Excuse me. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions. If you're not getting the best health care for you and your family, you're not getting the Amerigroup Real Solution. They've got the best doctors in the network. They've got eye care. They have got specialists. They've got everything that you need for you and your family, plus things that you hadn't even thought about. Connect with Amerigroup Real Solutions. Also, Daryl's Auto Service, serving Central Louisiana for more than 35 years. For more information, here's the number, 318-443-5741. American Wholesale Mattress, leading in sleep comfort for more than 20 years. They're at 717 MacArthur Drive. The number to phone, you can ask for Kara or David for more information, 318-443-9524. Also, the Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Of Oils Parish and McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, switching gears this morning, you know, one of the other things that DC and I got a real sense of gratitude about on yesterday, and it really gave us pause. You know, sometimes you can have things and you can take those things for granted about where you are in life. And when you look at other people and you look at their gratitude and you look at their faith, it gives you a wonderful sense of just being grateful. And let me just share with you what this week is, if you have no idea. This week is Sinlaw Small Business Week. And there is so much to be said about small businesses. They are really the backbone of our state's economy, with more than 380,000 small businesses in Louisiana. Louisiana Economic Development is committed, I mean absolutely committed, to connecting small businesses with the services and resources that they need to grow and to succeed. And they help entrepreneurs realize their dream of business ownership and existing businesses to remain competitive. And yesterday we had, DC and I, along with other small businesses, we had the opportunity to share in what SynLaw is doing right here in Central Louisiana at the Business Incubator. You've heard us talk about it a lot, Mr. Joe Page and his entire team. And this morning, here to talk about that is our mayor, Mayor Jacques Roy. Mayor Roy, good morning and welcome back to the OPT.
Good morning. Glad to be on Point Talk with Carl at Christmas this morning. And good to be here. And I didn't get even asked to do that one. I'm learning.
Mayor, you know, I said it yesterday. I was feeling a little out of sorts. But after spending yesterday at the incubator with so many business people, so many small business people, seeing the possibility of their dreams, it just made you look outside of the possibility and outside of the box. Talk about the incubator first and what an incredible resource they are for Central Louisiana.
Sure. First, I want to thank Mr. Joe Page and Ms. Ingrid Bush and all the folks at the incubator for what they do to really help this community build capacity. And that's kind of the key word, is building capacity. And you can look at that as infrastructure, which I'll talk about in a minute. And sometimes infrastructure are hard things like roads and streets and power lines, but other times there's a soft version of infrastructure that's really about having a trained workforce, having people who are ready and able to work, having people who feel good about their community and want to participate. Years ago, and I have to give the props where they're due, Johnny Vernada, Martin Johnson, Tom David, a local engineer, Dr. Kerman Gaines, who serves on the England Authority. These folks, along with the, I believe it was the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation at the time, and a foundation is a key word here, started the incubator. They went to the city. They pushed very hard to get this. And so you have this physical piece of infrastructure that's a top-notch state-of-the-art building that I'm not sure everybody realizes is right there in Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, what we talked about yesterday was the soft infrastructure that's in it, the people. And so as a mayor in 6 or 7 years, you know, I'd always studied and learned about these two forms of infrastructure, but I've come to believe that there is a third form, the most important form, and I call it institutional infrastructure. So that's the degree to which those other two forms meld or mesh together and create relationships, whether it be faith-based relationships, whether it's a foundation relationship like the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation or the Rapides Foundation or any of those in Central Louisiana that are doing so much. There's some kind of special interaction that happens, and I would suggest to the folks listening that you can measure a community's success by applying some measurement, let's say, to that institutional infrastructure. So if you could come up with a scale and you are a 10 on that, you're going to see a successful community. That means that churches are working with civic organizations who are working with the city hall organizations and all those different agencies. And I think what you see in the incubator is perhaps one of the better examples of that. The design there is to create a one-stop shop where you have an idea for a business germinating in your head. You could go there and start, you know, A to Z.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you already have a business and need some coaching, need some help, all of those components are over there, including with our partner Axion Texas Micro Lending, which is very crucial because it's lending at just below commercial lending where a bank might turn you away because you don't have credit yet, not because you've done something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So all those pieces are over there, and I just hope people will use this important infrastructure.
Absolutely. And I just want to always add this caveat when we have people like our mayor, our First Lady of the United States of America. This is not political. This is about helping people to connect with what is right here in their community and in the world. And what we do, Mayor Roy, is it's a connections, it's very much a connections network. And yesterday was so powerful as we watched our friends and sponsors of this show be honored for the work, not only that they're doing in their business and their businesses, but in the community. Talk about how that made you feel.
It made me feel really well about our community. You get this kind of that wellness factor that you say, okay, look, when you separate all the politics that happen, mm-hmm. there are things going on. Sundrop Fuel's moving here. Lots of other businesses in Alexandria and Pineville, people just would not realize how many ribbon cuttings the Chamber of Commerce does because business is coming here. Now, I want to touch on that.
I want you to, because a lot of people are saying Alexandria just doesn't seem to be growing fast enough. What is the deal?
I bet every mayor would say their city's not growing fast enough because we all want it to do more. But the fact of the matter is the population is moving up. We just mm-hmm. got our census data in, and we did grow, and that has not always been the case, so that's important. People worry about things, Carl. Like, if they see Wholesome Bakery closed, they say, is that a sign that business is moving away? And they may not realize Wholesome Bakery didn't close just in Alexandria like a Wholesome Bakery choice. The Wholesome Bakery's closed nationwide. That was a nationwide business decision about how they were dealing with their unions, all kind of mm-hmm. other things, where they just decided to close shop altogether, their whole company. So that was not a symptom of something wrong here. We were the unfortunate negative beneficiary of a decision made somewhere else, but it affected every city there was a bakery. So,
And we talk about Wholesome Bakery because when the mayor came in, I said to him, and I had been saying to myself that whenever we had the opportunity, I was going to ask you about it. Every single morning that we drive in, I look over to my left, and I said, you know what? I miss the wafting smell yes. of the bread, as do many people who live here that we have known for years. I mean, literally my whole life. And I said, what's up with that? Will it ever open? And that's when you said,
yeah,
it wasn't an Alexandrian issue.
It was not. And I lived right behind it for quite a few years as a child, right behind there. So I was used to smelling it right over there by Martin Park. And it's... it was sad, though, because mm-hmm. you think of the products that we all grew up with, but one hopes those get kind of brought into some other business. I can't imagine someone's not going to pick up Twinkies, Carlette. I just guess they do. But on that political thing, look, it isn't about liberal and conservative or Democrats and Republicans. There's plenty of time every day on that, and there's plenty of talk radio geared toward that. But the bottom line is people have to realize that at some point it does take public-private partners. Whether you want to believe it or not, Bill Clinton wrote a great book about that, about getting Americans back to work mm-hmm. and what it takes. So if you're a Republican and you are, on the right side of the continuum, or if you're a Democrat on the most liberal side of the continuum, the fact of the matter is, if you don't believe that government has to invest in smart, good infrastructure mm-hmm. for business to thrive and then employ people, mm-hmm. no matter where you are on that spectrum, then you're missing the boat. And that is not political. Those are things that we know in our American democracy have to be in place, or we don't function.
And isn't that, Mayor Roy, really about relationships, mm-hmm. about creating relationships?
Politics, to me, not the little p version, but the big P, politics, policy making, is really, I think, the sole function is about relational dealings. It's mm-hmm. It's really relational politics. The better the relations, the better you are. And think about how negative that sounds. You can always make it sound negative, right? Oh, somebody's talking about mm-hmm. who knows who and all that. Of course, that's all part of it, and there are good versions of that and bad, but the fact of the matter is, if you're getting along well with your senator, and that senator can provide help from the state that then is a partnership with the city, mm-hmm. and the city council and the mayor are getting along and they're doing everything, imagine the difference in what level of things can be done if that's your metric or your measurement of what happens versus everyone saying, well, this is what I want, and I don't care what anyone else wants.
Right.
And so that's not politics. I'm not trying to be negative. If anyone takes it that way, I apologize. That's not the intent. Again, it's this measurement of institutional infrastructure. The better everyone else is melding together and getting along, the better we are. That does not in any way, Carlette, take away from robust debate that's also part of the democracy, right, that people can disagree and disagree in a way that makes sense, though, mm-hmm. and it lets you move forward. And so institutional infrastructure, that's kind of my buzz term for the day.
Absolutely. And for us, and we remind people all the time that we are apolitical. We don't want to tell people how to vote
right.
or for whom to vote, but we do want to enlighten people about the incredible people in this community that are doing great things, like Mr. Joe Page and Ingrid Bush at the incubator and the entire team, and how they really, really work day in and day out to make sure that those small businesses grow. Well, first of all, to make sure that they're birthed,
yeah,
the ones that can be, and then to make sure that after they're birthed, that they thrive,
right,
and that they grow. Let me just do this. Hey, everybody, you're tuned in to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. I got to get a quick break here, but you got to stay on point. If you are an aspiring business person, if you've got a business that needs to grow, this is a conversation you cannot stand to miss. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Iviana Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9:10 Eastern Time. And today, of course, is Wind Down Wednesday. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. And you know what? We cannot say enough about the City of Alexandria and the Diversity in Action program. If you have not connected, as I said earlier, and you are a person that is... You know, you've been holding on to this idea of starting your business and birthing it. You know what? This is an opportunity for you this morning, so you got to stay on point for that. Get Wired Satellites, Jeremy Clary and his team, listen, absolutely, amazingly on point. They made sure that we had great service last night for the Game 6 of the NBA Finals, even in the bad weather. Let me just give them a huge shout out. The number 318-767-2220. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish. The number to phone Rosa and her team, 318-487-1881. If you're just joining the OPT this morning, we're joined by Mayor Roy. We're talking about this week being SINLAS Small Business Week, and we want to bring into the conversation Darlene St. Romain. You hear us talk about her every single morning, of Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene was one of the honorees on yesterday and got an award among some of the other people. Glenda Stock, we'll tell you about the list a little bit later. But Darlene, good morning and congratulations on another great accolade.
Good morning to you guys, and thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
And so, Darlene, I want you to talk about what yesterday's award meant for you.
And some of the family, and I was really humbled to receive that award. I thought about my mind. But most importantly, the main thing that crossed my mind, first of all, was God. God was the first person that crossed my mind because he's been too good to me and my family. Second thing, I thought about the City of Alexandria and LED with Mr. Joe Page, mm-hmm. Mr. Johnny Venardo, Mr. Gary Perkins, Mr. Martin Johnson, all these great people from Alexandria that poured back into my business, gave me all these great encouraging words. And also you and David Christmas, because you guys have been like my backbone since we started kicking it. I mean, I thought about all the good people that just has influenced my life and the business. I thought about all the staff that does a great job, you know, putting in time with Sylvia. I thought about all my family, my children, my husband, and everyone that came out on yesterday, the Comptons, Reverend Dexter Compton and Credenza Compton, mm-hmm. Reverend Melvin Jackson, and I mean, I just thought about all that, and to be honest, I just started to sit in the car and cry. It just made me feel so good to know that there are real good people that really appreciate what I do for the community, and they appreciate how I am trying my best to run this business. You know, these people know how hard I work. Mm-hmm. They know what I'm doing, you know, and the award that they gave me was from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, and on yesterday, like I told everyone that came out to support me, I wasn't aware that I was going to be speaking once I stepped up to get the award, you know, and I felt really bad afterwards because I didn't want anyone to think that I didn't thank them for coming, and I didn't thank them for all the things that they have done, like the City of Alexandria and Mr. Joe Page with the LEB team. You know, I really appreciate it. I mean, I was just really elated. All the other businesses and entrepreneurs that's always patting me on the back saying, great job, keep going. That means a lot. A lot of people look at you and they say, oh, yeah, she has it all together. And some people never say a mumbling word to you, but those other entrepreneurs like you and David are always, you know, letting me know, keep going. You're doing a great job, you know. Mm-hmm. Keep it up. Do what you need to do. And Mara, I love Alexandria. I know we talked about yesterday because I'm not there. But we provide services and we do employ people from Alexandria, but we will be getting a satellite office in Alexandria because the City of Alexandria has been amazing to my agency.
Mayor Roy, let me, Darlene, bring Mayor Roy in. How does it warm your heart, Mayor Roy, to hear an entrepreneur that went through LED, that all of the people that you have already named, you cannot forget about Miss Johnny Venardo, who has had her hand on so many businesses, Mr. Joe Page, they both are conduits for small businesses. What does it do for your heart when you hear stories like this? Well,
Darlene's special because she's an Avulian, which is my Avuls is my ancestral home, although I grew up in Alexandria. Some people say I grew up in Avuls, but really I didn't. I happen to grow up here. But I have to tell you that Darlene's story is a little special to everybody there, especially to Mr. Page, because it was a start to finish deal, and I'm not going to throw her business out on Front Street, but she's doing really well. So I think the...
Hey, I do it all the time.
Right.
I throw her business out there all the time.
I mean, in an advertising way, I will. But the bottom line is you want businesses to do well, make money so that they can give back and be a ladder or be a hand down to somebody so there's a hand up so they can come up and do something. But for me, you know, we're always careful. All politicians want to crow about this happened and successful and this program's working. But then if you're circumspect and you think about it, you don't want to do it much because it's really the private sector person who's taking the risk.
Right.
Who's getting their family to all pitch in money off the
credit. But we can't negate the fact that the city is really an integral part of making sure that these private people that go into business, they're really trying to help.
And I think that, look, on this one, I guess to crow a little bit.
This one is
it's an important one to Mr. Page and others because Darlene, Ms. St. Romain was a start to finish kind of client.
Right.
And it worked.
And tell people what that means,
well,
a start to finish.
So you have an idea for a business. So you're the true entrepreneur. You have an idea. It's not really being done, or at least for you it's not. In the incubator, you can go to start up a business to help initially fund a business. And so we talked about those three forms of infrastructure. Well, think about Darlene's case. She has physical space. There's physical space available for eggs, if you will, in the incubator to start. And then they, the hope is they graduate and go have their own physical space somewhere else at some point, like she's done. There's also that soft infrastructure I talked about, the people. Martin Johnson, Gary Perkins with the coaching aspect, Joe Page sort of running the show, his staff doing things, micro lending program. All those are the soft infrastructure side. Then there's that institutional part, which is all of these different things reaching out together to form one address of these needs. And so Ms. St. Romain's story really is sort of the poster story of how this is supposed to work. And that it's a success, because not all of them are. She is.
Right.
Many people get up, swing that bat, and
strike out.
God love them for doing it, but they strike out.
Right.
Small business, we call it the backbone of the country. It's the great. It's the super majority of this country's economic power, period, comes from small business. Not from the 500-plus employers, but from the under 500 employers.
Right.
And sometimes people forget that, because mayors, governors, we're always searching for the next big 2,000-person employer, which are nice.
Mm-hmm.
We call it big game hunting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think people forget that the most important part of your community are the already existing and germinating small businesses that you really ought to drive a lot of resources
mm-hmm.
to, because they're going to be employing local people, turning over local dollars, sending their kids to school in their own community. And that's an important distinction to make.
Absolutely. And Darlene, before you came on, Mayor Roy and I were talking about not only, and I want to talk about Glenda Stock as well as one of those very integral people in the community. And we really hold you up there with folks like Glenda Stock, who not only employ a lot of people in your community, but you're always willing to give back. See, you have some people that just take, and never give back.
Yeah.
And you two ladies, and there are some other women that we look up to in the community that really, Rosa Fields is another one that comes to mind, that are always giving. And I just want you to say, and I've asked you this a million times, but for someone that has not heard about how you give and why you give, how you have the heart to give. Sometimes when you get money, Mayor Roy, and you're successful, some people just hoard that money and never give back. And Darlene, before you answer, I want you to say what you said during the break about giving and giving back.
I mean, you know, again, as a mayor of a few years, and I think before that in my private realm too, I see it, but I think we all do in church and other institutions to which we belong. The most successful people, and if you want to put wealth as an important measure of that, and it is, of course, if you look at those who are doing well financially, you go look at any church
mm-hmm.
that's doing well, and you see people who are able, they're giving back to that church. I mean, in other words,
mm-hmm.
their wealth is something
that... The preachers love you right
now. Oh, yeah. Well, but it's true. I mean, I think of Joe Green's church and many others in the community.
Larry R. Turner,
where if you see those churches growing, Joshua Joy Dara,
mm-hmm.
and you see people pumping money back in it, they're successful in their lives too. So as they gain wealth
mm-hmm.
or gain that ability, they keep giving back. And for some reason, and my pastor friends would say, you know the reason and say it, but people are blessed if they give. So there's a relationship, I think. And if you're not a faith-based person and if you struggle with that, like I think we all do, and you say, well, it's something else, well, you call it whatever you want, but there is a known
mm-hmm.
relationship
mm-hmm.
between giving and having things returned.
And you know what I like to say? Whether you believe God or not, the principle of giving,
reaping
and sowing, it just absolutely works. And Darlene, I want you to weigh in on this, because you are one of those people that you're just always giving. Talk about that.
Well, yeah, I feel like God has given me an asset, and that asset is my heart to give, the heart to give.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom used to say this all the time, no one has ever become poor by giving.
Mm.
She used to tell us that no one has ever become poor by giving. And I'm a true believer of that, because I'm going to be extremely honest with you. A lot of people may not believe this, but if I give, whatever I give, 99.9% of the time, I'm going to get it back triple-fold.
Mm.
And it has happened every single time. Every time. So I have no problem giving.
Uh-huh.
Whenever the Lord laid on my heart to give or to bless someone, that's exactly what I'm going to do. And I love Central Louisiana. I love this area. I love the community. I love children. I love elderly. So I'm going to always
mm-hmm.
do something for the children and the elderly, you know.
Absolutely.
Especially those that are less fortunate. You know, I'm
mm-hmm.
going to always do that.
And that's very apparent. And that's very apparent, Darlene. And the word says, hey, some's going to get 10, 20, 30, and even 100-fold on what they give. Hey, everybody, this is just smart talk for smart people. The OPT Network. Stay with us, everybody. We're back right after this.
I believe in miracles. Way from you, sexy thing. Sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing.
Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 20 years of history by bringing their community together at this year's Natchez Heritage Festival, and everybody is invited to attend. Saturday, June 22nd, the parade starts the festival at 10 a.m., and this year's Grand Marshal will be KSLA News anchorwoman Dominique Benn. After the parade, there will be food, bingo, water slides, arts and crafts, a cakewalk, and a trail ride, plus so much more. Enjoy live music from the band Liqueur Trio. It's an all-day affair filled with good, clean fun, and armbands are only $5 for the entire day. Come out and celebrate 20 years at the Natchez Heritage Festival.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup. Real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. Mmm. I don't do just one bite.
delicious game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Hixon Autoplex CEO, Dallas Hixon.
Dallas, every time you guys come, it is just so incredible. And people feel your heart. And they feel your heart every time in a different way. And now we felt your heart in just being a man of God, a man that has a heart after God and has a heart for the community. And for that, we just can't thank you enough.
Well, I tell you, I want to thank you because there are so few outlets in our country who allow the people like us to come in here and talk and say the things that we say. There are so many detractors to the opposite side, mm-hmm. the negative news mm-hmm. in the negative world we live mm-hmm. in. I appreciate the fact of the things that you bring to the table, you and David both, and the positive spirit that you bring. If more people would get in the groove of being like y'all, being positive and being open about it on the air, we would live in a lot better place. So thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. Y'all, it's Wind Down Wednesday. The week is winding down, and I don't know about you, but I hope your morning is off to a great start. I know mine certainly is. Let me just say that this segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. They are Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control, offering effective pest control services. Now, I don't know about you, but if you're anywhere in Louisiana, the mosquitoes are absolutely horrific. If you need help with that for your home or your business or any pest problems, J&J, here's the number, 800-819-5323. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works and McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about this week being Sinlaw Small Business Week. We're joined by Darlene St. Romain of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services and the mayor of our great city, Mayor Jacques Roy. And we're talking about the event on yesterday and how wonderful it was to see those small businesses, Mayor Roy, that are just simply thriving. And so there were a lot of businesses. Glenda Stock was there. And I said to her yesterday after the event, you know, she is one of those women that is filled with grace. She is filled with grace and humility. And I said to her, I said, you're teaching even when you're not teaching, just in the way that she is able to overcome her challenges and have the courage to still keep moving forward and still be an integral part yeah. in this community.
Glenda's had a rough couple of years. I don't want to get too personal about it, but I think a lot of folks know that.
Absolutely.
She lost her husband. That's just.
Right. She had double bypass surgery. And she's spoken yeah. publicly about that.
You know, what people may not know, you think about the corporate world she lives in, and people, what they may not know about Glenda is she gives back on a level that is everyone around the city, whether it's Red Cross or other places, they know that. It's undeniable. It's not a kind of a let's just do a feel good for Glenda. It's just a fact. You have to deal with the
Absolutely.
Fact that she is a capacity builder in the community. I'd also say that Glenda treats the folks that work for her in a way that if you were to go watch from the outside,
mm-hmm.
it is a lesson in how you treat people and employees. And look, everybody, you know, somewhere out there, there's somebody who's always, maybe they lost a job, something's happened, but with Glenda, she gives opportunities,
mm-hmm.
she promotes, she does everything within the system that she has control over to advance people and to create capacity in their lives on an individual
mm-hmm.
level. And I've seen it. I've seen her event. She takes all of her employees out to the Bistro on the Bayou, a very nice restaurant, and takes them out there, and they spend a whole night like a gala for just her people in the McDonald's family.
Right.
And there's an award show. It's wild.
And how many
it's
people?
Wild.
And how many people you think that is? Minimum.
There's
300.
Yeah. This is a there's hundreds of people in this room,
mm-hmm.
and the way they interact with Glenda, that it isn't fake.
No.
You can see that these relationships are there, from the person who just started on the line at McDonald's to the managers. And you talk about a lesson in diversity and action in a program that mm-hmm. she's doing. Glenda's a real deal. I mean, it's there's no way to deny that. You get uncomfortable sometimes, especially as a mayor, when your job is to single out people for excellence, and so that part isn't. But I know there are others out there who are doing this kind of work, too, in the community. But I think the reason that you and I, Carlette, and others are singling Glenda out is not because she's seeking it, but because you can't help but see what she's doing.
And it's contagious.
Yeah.
It is contagious. Just as we single out Darlene St. Romain and Rosa Fields and Johnny Marks and all of the incredible, there's so many incredible people, and we can't call all of their names. But let me just say this, as we're talking about Glenda and Rosa and Darlene St. Romain and all of the people who are a sponsor, the City of Alexandria, Diversity in Action, we would not be able to bring people like Michelle Obama, the First Lady of the United States, were it not for all of you. We would not be able to do it. And one thing that I love about the people who support what we do, Darlene, you text me that morning and you said, I have butterflies in my stomach. You know, our sisters and our people, the camaraderie, we can come together. I said, me too. And really, really tout and love and support and honor what each of us does.
Yeah. The First Lady has programs, for those who don't know, that have to do with not only childhood obesity, but everything related to healthful food initiatives mm-hmm. and things. And, of course, that's what, in that Stockyard Project, one of the components that we were working on, and all of these things can get political, so we won't make it about that, but just understand that there are food deserts in communities where there are areas of a community that just do not have access to healthy, fresh greens, and
right.
even just the choices that other stores may offer in other areas of the city. And part of her programming was to increase CDBG, Community Development Block Grant funds, through a number of ways. One was what's called a New Market Tax Credit to attract people to invest in these urbanized areas, in grocery stores, and so forth. So she has been a big proponent of that. It was one of the bigger increases in CDBG funds, which, God, y'all, for mayors, has been shrinking under every administration, and it's just the nature of where the federal mm-hmm. government is financially right now. So these are important programs. And, look, I see people, you know, the First Lady may be attacked by people because of some political thing about the government shouldn't dictate things. And we talked about that yesterday in our meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about it, you know, in our way today of, listen, you got to meet institutionally and get some things done. You may be conservative or you may be liberal about what government's role should be, but there is a role, and there is a role for the private sector, and you've got to figure out those places that make sense. And I just think, I don't see what the First Lady does as telling me what to eat. I see it as incenting good behavior
mm-hmm.
so that this epidemic we have with our kids right now, that, by the way, is costing all of us a ton of money.
Absolutely.
At the hospital emergency room and in every way in healthcare because of it. And I'm guilty of it myself. We all are. We all need to be more careful. So I appreciate her program, and I applaud her for it. I think it's a great
Absolutely. Program. And, you know, before we've got to let you go, Mayor Roy, we know that there are some other things, big things, that you're really excited about in the city. And I want you to talk about that.
One of the most important things about that kind of hard infrastructure side is you know, building. And you had asked me when I came in, you were talking about all the road construction. Now, remember, for those at home, when it inconveniences you, your natural reaction is, what in the world are they doing?
Or worse.
Or worse. You don't even have to, you don't say it that way. I know you don't. But I understand that. And I have to tell you, when I hear it, go ahead.
But before you talk about that, DC and I have been saying, it seems like the city is growing out of proportion with the traffic.
Yeah.
So this has got to be, even though it's tough, especially in the morning when people are driving in, it's got to be a great move.
Well, that's the thing, girl. For the person who's experiencing it, it's this. The question mark, blankety blank, exclamation. I understand what they're saying. But for me, when I hear it from somebody, I always say, well, we're going to get work on that transportation grid. But then I walk away secretly, and yes, mm-hmm. because what it means is you do have growth. And you always have to work on how traffic moves. But the fact of the matter is there are more people. Remember, we're a 50,000 people town. But every day during Monday through Friday, we swell to as much as 100,000 people because that's how many people come through and use the infrastructure mm-hmm. and have jobs here or are driving out to a job outside and coming back. But we serve an 8 to 9, maybe even 12 parish area as the one. We're not a large city, but we're the larger city in that area. So you're going to see a lot of our investment in transportation, in roads, and people are seeing that all over town. It's more than has ever occurred. And it slows down traffic, but the idea is we're doing a lot at one time to put us in a position where you're back on a staggered program of doing things. You don't want to inconvenience people, but you want to allow people to move about the city on good roads. It's critical.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then I want to talk about the parks.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing. A lot of people we're seeing are taking advantage of the parks and the renovation, the upgrades in the park. Beautiful.
The Spark program looks to fund corridors in the city. And so I would tell people to look at the Masonic Drive corridor for a good example of double sidewalks built, redoing a roadway, building at the city park, building the splash pads, building the bridges that connect all that. It is a gorgeous place, but it's not the only one. Right now there's $1.2 million the construction is being advertised going into improvements at Franco Hunter on top of the other ones. There'll be a football field at Franco Hunter and eventually concessions in a nice area where instead of it just being in the schools, we'll have a place for kids to play ball. There are city-wide park improvements at Harmon and Cheatham that were completed. That was another $500,000. That was completed some time back. Cheatham is
beautiful.
Looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy Bayou, new park. Martin Park, new park.
Wow.
Work at City Park, $1.694 million completed. Those are investments that weren't something way before this administration came up with them and invested in them. So these are new parks.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Park has a brand new park. Deerfield, brand new park, built during this time as well. Sandy Bayou, new park, over in District 3. So there's just a lot of those things happening where you have completion. And then, guys, there's a, you know, just in District 3, and we hear about weather investments occurring and all that, sometimes in infrastructure you can't see everything.
Right.
It can be drainage, like Green Oak drainage, to correct things over there. But there's $31 million either advertised, under construction, or complete during this time. That's a lot of money. To put that in perspective, the Versailles project is smaller than that $31 million.
And, you know, I think that this is just a testament to what's happening in our city. And Mayor Roy, we want to thank you for coming on and sharing a lot of that. Darlene, we say kudos to you. Congratulations. May God, you know, increase your territory, that you will do even bigger, better, and greater works for yourself, for the community. And we so appreciate not only what you're doing, but we appreciate you for being a sponsor of the OPT network. Darlene, you know our hearts. You know our hearts, and you know what we feel about you and about the work that you do.
Thank you, Darlene.
Yes, I do.
From the city, too.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Darlene decided that she was going to sleep in a little bit late this morning, and it's well-deserved. Late is 6:30 for her, by the way. Mayor Roy, you know what?
She had a lot of folks with her. She had a whole posse.
She had a posse. And that's how she rolls.
They're from a vol, so who knows what they did last night celebrating her award.
And you know, we're all Avoyalinians.
Yeah.
So, hey, that's how we roll. Mayor Roy, thank you so much.
Right.
Continued success and good works for the city of Alexandria. And thank all of the small businesses that really power the cities throughout the country. Hey, everybody, you're tuned in to On Point Talk. This is really just smart talk. And we know that you're smart people. Got to get a break here. Stay with us. We're back after this. We'll be right back.
ripping your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites. A proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Now, y'all know, you know that we cannot leave this morning without talking about Game 6.
The Heat!
I'm going to tell you what. If you're a Heat fan, you were just besides yourself last night. And if you were a Spurs fan, you were like, okay, go for the juggler.
They snatched victory from the jaws of defeat.
Oh, man. They stole it. I mean,
they stole it.
Where do I start? Okay, where do I start? Tim Duncan scored 30 points for the Spurs.
That was all he had. That's everything.
That is the most points that he has had in an NBA final since Game 1, D.C., in 2003. He was shut out after the third quarter, and he added 17 rebounds. But when I tell you guys that last night you could have heard us shouting all the way from Cheneyville. You could have probably heard us anywhere in the world. And I'm going to tell you what, we were getting text messages from people saying, okay, the fat lady... She's clearing her throat. She's warming up. And then in the final seconds, DC, okay, you think LeBron, he's looking just lethargic last night. He's looking anemic. And then he comes up. He misses the last three that's going to tie the game up. He misses it, I mean, badly. He gets another opportunity. He shoots the ball. But I'm going to tell you, he just... having issues.
He drained the one that counted, though, Carlette.
Oh, man, D.C. The Spurs, my hat's off to the Spurs for their ability to drain those threes. And what about Kawhi Leonard, who just showed up last night? He's a kid, really, 21 points, made some really, really big shots. And it goes down to the wire. And I said at one point, I'm not going to watch this. I'm going to bed because this is crazy. It's like the Heat didn't have a great sense of urgency until the final seconds of the game. They're down by five. And I'm thinking, there's no way. You know, how is this going to happen? Their shooting was just, at some points, it was just deplorable. It was like nobody wanted the ball. And I'm screaming at the television, saying, don't give the ball to Chalmers. You know, LeBron, King James, you got to put the team on your hip. You got to put those babies on your hip. That's a joke we have for fishing. You got to put those babies on your hip. You got to carry the team, LeBee. I mean, at one point he takes the headband off. And then, you know, you see him on the bench literally biting his fingernails. And the first half of the game was just, I was like, okay, what's up with that? James came in averaging 31.5 points in the elimination games, the highest in NBA history, according to a stat that was provided. But, D.C., you know, I thought the Spurs needed to, if they were going to do it, last night was their opportunity. What's going to happen in Game 6 on tomorrow night?
The Spurs are going to lose. That was, hey, look, I believe that if they were going to win it last night, it took everything that they had
to play that game last night. I really think the next game is going to be a blowout. That's my prediction. Now, is that going to happen? I don't know. But I do believe that the next game, the Heat will be ready. That's two games in a row that they didn't play well.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not going to happen again.
And you know what?
If they were going to win it, they should have won it last night. I like what Magic was saying last night. He believed that they just cannot come back from this. It was just too much.
Uh-huh.
It was too much to have the game right there. You're up by five with 20 seconds left.
20 seconds.
They were wheeling the trophy out.
Mm-hmm.
They were actually getting ready to celebrate.
I mean,
their
victory. Security was really at one.
They had roped it off. It was over.
At one point, the commentator said the security needs to get back and let Tim Duncan inbound the ball. What are they thinking is going to happen?
They are thinking that it is over, because let's face it, San Antonio being a really veteran team
mm-hmm.
has never just blown games like this. They just don't do that.
But I don't think that they really blew it, though, DC.
The Heat, yeah, they blew it. And the Heat, they missed those free throws. And the Heat,
oh, man, don't.
Tanya said about the
referees. And I'm glad you mentioned that. Tanya, you're a Heat fan?
Right there,
Tanya's a Heat fan. Listen, after
no, I'm a Heat. I like the Heat, but I'm a Spurs fan. Do it.
Spurs fan in the house. Y'all got backed up. Y'all lost last night.
Do or die. I mean, the officiating was.
I got one question.
Deplorable.
For Do you believe that y'all can come back and win this next game?
They can, as long as.
Oh, that was doubtful. That was doubtful.
They can. No, I believe they can because actually they should have won it last night.
You think they're gonna?
They actually had it. If Leonard
they had it.
If Leonard wouldn't have missed that free throw.
Ginobili
missed that free throw.
But let me just say this. Kawhi Leonard is 21 years old. What kind of pressure was that at the line?
Oh, yeah, he choked.
I ain't going to say he choked.
But you can appreciate him choking. He's 21.
Yeah,
he just got in the league.
But
you
still,
can't appreciate Ginobili.
Good.
Ginobili choked, too.
Oh, he had
and
a horrible
he is a
game.
Veteran.
Yeah, he had a horrible game. Yeah.
Now, he was fouled.
They fouled LeBron so many times.
Let me just tell you.
They fouled that man so many times. He's probably aching right now from pain the way they beat him up.
Let me just say this. For those people who don't follow the NBA, LeBron got fined in the Pacer series $5,000 for flopping. And what that means is just overdoing it when he gets fouled. And now he can't get a foul.
Man, they won't call nothing for them.
I mean, it was insane.
It was knocking him down, tripping him.
Oh, did you see that green elbow to the throat? Foul.
Oh, what?
Bucking what? Bold.
What?
Man, he took a beat down.
Bam.
Let me tell you something. He earned every bit of, let me see, he's making about $125 million for 5 years. 20 of that million he made last night.
Yeah, he earned his money.
Beat down.
I love LeBron.
I love him. But let me just say this too. What about Miller? What about Miller who said, "I don't need my shoe, I don't need my wristband, I don't even need my jersey. I'm gonna drain this three." He drained.
He threw that shoe. I was like, "Wow!" Look, that was. You know what's so crazy? Apparently, Bron had to lose the headband in order to come back because.
After
he took off the headband, he was just on another level.
That's just in his mind. That's a mental trip. He had to mind trip himself to get going. But when he took the headband off, he got going. And let me tell you something. He turned it out. I mean, he started getting down, but he still didn't have enough to win it. And that's when my boy Ray Allen does. And it was amazing the way he stepped behind the line. And they were saying, we got to check to see if he was behind the line.
Oh, he was way behind the line.
He was about a foot behind the line.
And you know what I said? You know what I said? He reminds me of Clyde the Glide. He reminds me of Clyde Drexler. He's just on point. He drained that three.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was just, if you're not an NBA fan.
But he did that because of that foul that they should have called that they did against Ginobili. He wouldn't have got the box.
What about that foul, Tanya, on the last man on Green when he shot it? When
Chris Bosh.
Because that was a crazy chance to me.
Oh, that was critical.
That was critical. If he would have got a foul right there, that was three shots. They could have tied it.
They could have tied it.
To me.
That could have been called a foul, the pundits are saying, but it was all ball.
Let me tell you something.
It wasn't
to
a
me,
foul with me.
That was all ball. It was foul. I saw that. I was like,
Chris Bosh really got big. He got
$10 million of his dollars with that one slap.
So the final score is 103-100.
But you see how they went on green? Because, okay, that's my phone. I'm sorry. Just really just.
I mean, this stirs
up. Oh, that was real loud. I'm sorry.
This stirs up so much controversy.
Look,
because.
I respect Green because he's another little young cat. They wasn't expecting. Oh. They was on him like white on rice last
what?
Night. They
man.
Was not going to let him repeat.
I mean,
no,
he
they
set,
was on him
he
like,
set
man,
the NBA record for three-pointers.
Yeah, but last night he made